Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. As we said earlier, it is April the 24th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'll repeat it. Jesus is the only name under the sun by which men can be saved. There is no other way. I can tell you, don't let anything, this is coming from me now, and I've read the King James Bible from front to back, and I've had faith. I've had a miraculous experience happen to me back in 2009. I'll tell you about that someday. But I can tell you, Jesus is the only way. You don't need nothing else. You got to have Jesus Christ, man. That's all that's going to save you. But, you know, I forgot earlier to say, to give a big shout out. We have, I tell you, I've got a good mind to frame this money order I got. Guess who sent me a donation this week? I mean, I can't believe it. Phil Torney. Phil Torney was one of the survivors of the United States ship Liberty. And he actually sent us a donation, man. I mean, what an honor for that. We also have this fellow named Bigfoot. He sent me a thing. His name is, let's see, it's the Bigfoot from, I won't say where he's the exact town because I don't want people to know who he is. He might not want to be known. He's from Tennessee. He sent some money, and I got to get back on him because he gave me some instructions. I'm not sure how to carry that out. But thank you so much, Phil, in case you're listening. Thank you, Bigfoot. God knows, you know, we need donations, that's for sure. But, you know, my little once-in-a-while co-host, he can't do much anymore because he has to work so much. Matt Goodwin is getting married as we speak. He's getting married today. I call him a Sasquatch. So is Hank in Florida. I couldn't go to those weddings. There's another engagement I was supposed to be at. Couldn't be at all three of them. Couldn't make it. There was just too much to do. Anyway, people, if you know, we had Dr. Michael Hill in the first hour. He did a great job, as he always does. And we have the one and only Monica Schaefer on the night. I like to call her Mrs. Braveheart because she is a brave, brave lady. Not only is she a lady, but she is just stellar character, and she's as brave as they come. And we're going to bring her on right now, and we're going to ask Monica. I'm going to let her lead the way, or I'll ask her to lead the way. I don't tell anybody what to do, or let anybody do what to do on this show. They do what they want to do because they're experts. No, if you don't get on Blood River Radio, unless you got to be at least smarter than I am. So how are you doing tonight, Miss Monica? How are you doing tonight, Miss Monica?
Oh well, you just made me very happy. I'm just smiling and doing very well, thank you. And I just read an article about vibrations and how the things that make us vibrate at a lower frequency and the things that make us go to a higher frequency. And I'm telling you, you'll stay a lot healthier if you're at a higher frequency. So laughter and joy and love, these things bring us to a very high frequency, whereas fear and, anxiety and all those kind of things bring us to a very low frequency. Shame apparently is one of the lowest, you know, so thank you. You just raised my frequency.
Well, I hope I could be a frequency raiser. I know a lot of, I got to repeat a story because, you know, it seemed like every day, every week, I get dropped. And I hate to use that term. I got to find another. Is that a pronoun when I say I? But anyway, I don't like to talk about myself. I really don't. But it's just, and I overuse the term surreal. It's surreal how many friends I have lost since Charlottesville. You know, I used to run with Breakaway Running. I know people get tired of this story probably, but Breakaway Running, we're the official training partner for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And I got another call, messenger thing 2 days ago, and I just saw it today. A fella sent me a pretty rough note. I know, Monica, I thought of you immediately because I asked him. He put a pop. There was a pop up on Facebook about his 100-mile run he did. You know, I've told people I'm doing the Zion 100, God willing, for my 75th birthday. And I said, well, give me some tips. His name is what's his last name now? Something Bernstein. You know, but anyway, I should know his name by now. But anyway, because I've been running with him off and on in our group, about 300 people for about 5 years. Well, he sent me back this thing. I wanted to pick his brain. He said I had a lot of nerve to get for getting back with him and asking him for tips on this run because I was an anti-Semite. And I need to go back and apologize and all that crap. And I immediately thought of you. I wanted to say, well, you know, thank you so much for noticing. But anyway, I just...
Indeed. Thank you for noticing. And what about that last name that you mentioned, Bernstein?
Yeah, Bernstein. Yeah, you know, and it can go both ways. I see people have the last name of Miller that are they're Jews, and some of Cooper. Cooper is a big Jewish name here in Memphis. But I just basically, you know what I did? I threw a few things down to him. I threw the gauntlet. I said, tell you what, Hoss, why don't you come on if you have the moral integrity and the moral courage? I invite you to come on to my radio show, and we can debate this, and we'll bring on two of the world's foremost experts on the Holocaust, because we've done about 8 hours on that. But if you want to come on and make a fool out of yourself and just get absolutely shredded, I would love to do it. But if you want to fess up like a man, act like a man, and you can hear the truth and be willing to take the truth in, because the truth will, hearing the truth, obeying the truth will set you free. Anyway, so I hadn't heard anything more from him. But anyway,
I'm not surprised, Eddie.
I'm getting too far off the beat.
Yeah.
Miss Monica.
No, that's that's okay. I had a couple of topics to mention to you, and you can see where you want to go first. But one is this Tofino, British Columbia story, the airport there, where it looks like there have been some Hercules aircraft landing at the Tofino Airport. And Tofino is a tiny town, but they have expanded the airport massively. So these huge aircraft can land there. And these have been seen by, you know, a friend of mine. He says that he has eyewitness information concerning what appears to be a military invasion by communist Chinese special forces, now taking place on Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada. And he has written this letter that he wishes it to reach people in high places in the United States. He actually wants it to go to Donald Trump. Doesn't have a direct contact for him. He wants it to go to anybody that's high in the military there. They should do some investigation to corroborate with this story. Now, not too far from that Tofino airport is Nanus Bay, and I think that is of interest to the Americans because they, let me just read in this email that he, this letter, it's, I think that the Americans have, I don't know if they have nuclear submarine base. Actually, it's a U.S. nuclear submarine base located at Nanus Bay on Vancouver Island, a few hours' drive and a few minutes by air from this most likely present covert location of these Chinese special forces on the west coast of Vancouver Island. So I think that if people are listening and they know, you know, people in high places, military and whatnot, they should be aware of this and should be doing some investigation for themselves. You don't have to take my word for it, but I think that this is extremely important. And, you know, the Trudeaus are, well, there was the father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, and the son, who is our current prime minister, they're communist. They have deep connections with China. I mean, Pierre Trudeau did, and he's dead now. And Justin Trudeau has deep connections with China. And so, yeah, that's one of the stories I wanted to tell you about. And the other story I suppose we'll get to after the break here is about White Lives Matter posters, which have been put up and now the police are investigating. And this is in the eastern in Canada, but that's in Kitchener in Ontario. And I will get more into that after the break. But on the first story there, Eddie, maybe you have a comment that you want to jump in.
Yes, I do. You know, that's very alarming. And, you know, this really, that part is new, what you told me. But did you know our beloved President William Jefferson Clinton, when he was in office, went back to 91, 92, I think he came in 92. You know, he was in bed with the Red Chinese then. He was, they brought like a three-star general, four-star general, who was like the head of probably the equivalent to our defense secretary. And the defense general, he brought his daughter over here, who supposedly was, you know, a hottie for a Red Chinese. I never did care much for Orientals, but she's supposed to be a real hottie. She was like a major in our Army Intelligence or CIA. And supposedly she did the Bodio Do with President Clinton, and which I'd like to know who didn't when they were up there in D.C. You know, he was had a voracious appetite for women. But he did, this probably a lot of our older listeners probably remember this. He sold all kinds of our top-tier military secrets to the Red Chinese. He was sleeping with Red Chinese, and, he just sold us down the river there for sure. But, yes, sir, that's right. And as soon as we come back from the break, I think I hear the music, but as soon as we come back from the break, we will take, delve more deeply into that situation. Now, there's the music. People will be right back with Miss Monica Schaefer, a.k.a. Miss Braveheart. We're going to be right back talking about the invasion of the Red Chinese into Canada as soon as we come back from this break.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio people, we're in the second hour, the second segment of Blood River Radio tonight, and we have Miss Monica Schaefer on, and we're going to go right back to what we were talking about before we went to the break, and that's the infiltration, that's really the damn invasion of the Red Chinese into North America, coming through Canada right now, and we were talking about, Miss Monica and I, Miss Braveheart, we're talking about during the break, how when Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton was president, he brought the Chinese in droves. gave them everything they wanted, sold them. He sold them stuff for millions of our most high-tech military hardware. He sold it to them. And I'll tell you flat out, people talk about how smart these Chinese are. You know what? They couldn't fire anything much more than bigger than a bottle rocket out until they had all this military technology that they couldn't steal that they bought. They didn't have to steal. They paid millions of dollars for all this Chinese technology. And people, keep that in mind. Every time you go to China Mart, a.k.a. Walmart, Sam's, keep in mind that every time you buy this cheap, this Chinese stuff, that you're really selling your soul down to the river. You're selling your country to your children, your grandchildren. You're selling their country out. But also, we were talking about, I'm getting ready to go back to Miss Monica in just a second. Before, years and years ago, the Chinese, Israel, the Jews in Israel, they were like middlemen with Red China years ago. For years and years ago, even when the United States had embargoes on China, even before they got their most favored nation trading status, when it was a no-no, when Americans could probably go to prison, they could go to prison, American citizen, for violation of the Logan Act. These Israelis, our wonderful allies over there, our precious allies, you know, the only democracy in the Mideast, they were dealing and wheeling and dealing like they always do, like they have since before Christ. They were, you know, money changers and acting as go-between, middlemen, black market, whatever way they wanted, in the open market, dealing with the Chinese when no one else could. And see, they were making a double profit. And without, I want to tell you something. I've said this on the show before too. It's common knowledge that the Jews people, you can call me anti-Semite, I don't give a damn. But Jews totally dominate our news media. They control Hollywood. They control any media, be it newspaper, be it radio, be it except for Blood River and a few others. Be it, you name it, they control it. They control the friggin' internet. You say something on the Facebook, you say something on Twitter, you're off. The point I'm making, they've known for years, the media, that the Chinese were coming in here and infiltrating. They didn't know, they knew not only were they coming in here and infiltrating our country, they were helping the Chinese come in here. So yeah, these Jews are right at the blame. It lies right at their doorstep, along with the evangelical church in the United States that just worship, you know, most evangelical churches in the United States, they just worship Israel, they worship Jews. Back to you, Miss Monica.
Yeah, it's not only that they know about it, you're absolutely right, they are involved in it. I mean, the Jews do tell us themselves that Judaism equals communism and communism equals Judaism. And that is their playbook, is basically the communist playbook. So it's my understanding that Jews were behind Mao Zedong and, you know, this revolution, that People's Revolution or whatever they called it there, that, you know, millions and millions and millions of Chinese were killed in that so-called revolution. And yeah, they've been involved every step of the way. So, and like you say, they control the media, they control the narrative. And, you know, back to the Trudeaus, none of us really, well, I shouldn't say none of us, I certainly wasn't aware, and I would say the majority of Canadians were not aware that the senior Trudeau, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, he was a communist, like, he was attended all of the Comintern 10-year plan meetings in Peking, Havana, and Moscow during his lifetime, and he was a close personal friend of Mao Zedong and Fidel Castro. I mean, these are communists have been running the show on both sides of the so-called Iron Curtain, and we just didn't realize that. It's the same puppet string manipulators on both sides. You know, when we were growing up, we always were made to be afraid of the boogeyman on the other side of the world, which was the communists, but we had no understanding of the fact that the same people were behind, you know, behind behind the scenes, pulling all the strings on both sides. So yeah, that's been going on for a while, but just to wrap up on this topic, this invasion of the Chinese communist troops this needs to be brought to the attention, and maybe it already has been brought to the attention of the senior military in the United States, because, you know, I think that this is an invasion which they're getting ready to attack, you know. I mean, I don't know what else they could be doing, right? So anyway, that's that story. But I did mention about this poster that was found on some light posts.
Monica, I'd like to chip in. Yeah. Before we go to that next topic, I'd like to chime in on that. You know, our senior military officials, I was talking to Lee today, Lee Cochran, and I told him, here's the problem. I think our senior military officials, including our defense secretary, have proved themselves to be like traitors. They have been untrustworthy, and they did it during when there was that million-man march in Washington, D.C., and the defense secretary countermanded President Trump's orders to then-President Trump. They had the 82nd Airborne there in Washington, D.C., and they had National Guards locked and loaded, fully armed, to protect the White House, because the White House was really in danger of being overrun. And what did the defense secretary do? And what did the 82nd Airborne do? They went back to Fort Bragg in North Carolina against President's orders. They sold him down the river. And now here they are. Now that they got the Democratic scum in office, look what they've got. They've got thousands of National Guards still on the streets of Washington, D.C. So the military, just like our founding father said, this will be my final point, you cannot trust a large standing army. A large standing army has always been the detriment of we the people. That's why the founding fathers put in place a strong militia of civilians.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Bring out the militia. I mean, the militias better get themselves ready. That's really our last hope, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why these traitors did away pretty much, chopped the knees out from under the militia in 1913 when they brought in that Federal Reserve Act, and that's when they brought in the National Guard Act. You know, got the National Guard in there. It was no longer the militia. But anyway, I just saw a chip that in there. It's the defense of we the people is going to be we the people. We can't depend on this stinking higher up in the military.
You're absolutely right. I don't mean to, you know, be naive, but just that this information needs to get out there. And you're right, it's the militias, and I've got to have hope that there are some people amongst the military who are still, you know, some good people in there. But yeah, I guess, you know, we have to be defending ourselves, and it's going to come down to that.
Well, you know, we had a guy, I won't mention his name because he's trying to lay low right now, but he was a combat Marine. And he talked about an article that was once published in the Stars and Stripes, that's the military newspaper, and it said, when do we shoot the colonels? Because these political officers, once you become a colonel, so to speak, a full colonel, once you get that high rank, you become pretty much nowadays a political critter, and you're going to do what it takes to get your promotion, to get your check, to advance in the military. And that's pretty much. And by that time, so many of them nowadays have been just friggin' brainwashed. I see where, in a parting note, I think we're about 50% of the younger guys in the Marines are not going to take that coronavirus. But yeah, this guy who's been on our show, he said that what you got to watch, you want the majors on down. You follow your company commanders. Your battalion commanders, anything above a battalion commander or major, you know, you can't trust them. If he's a colonel, I wouldn't trust him or above. Anyway, back to you, Miss Monica. We've got a few minutes before the break, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does seem that they get compromised, and the only way they do reach the higher positions is because they're compromised through whatever, whether it's the, you know, pedophilia or some kind of perverted acts, and those are the ones that get promoted. So unfortunately, you are right that once you get to higher levels. So, you know, what was I saying that, gee, this letter should reach, you know, somebody high up, but it just needs to get out there, that information. So do with it what you will,
yes.
But it needs to get out there, you know? Anyway,
it's
but this other, this other story. So I just came across this. This is how it is now. White Lives Matter posters. The police are investigating. And the township where this,
Miss Monica, we have to go to a break. I'm sorry. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. People, hold on to your seat. Miss Monica is going to go right back to that letter. And we're going to be bringing Lee Cochran on for a few minutes. He wants to ask Ms. Monica some questions about some vaccinations and stuff.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine will resume use, but will have a warning about blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein is on the CDC advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare, and the benefits of the vaccine are huge.
There have been more protests in Columbus, Ohio, following the fatal police shooting of a black teenager who is swinging a knife at another girl. Officials report Officer Nicholas Reardon has been put on administrative leave. He is the U.S. Air National Guardsman and the son of a 30-year veteran and sergeant in the Columbus Division of Police. Officials say the investigation is just beginning. The family of Micaiah Bryant says whether or not the shooting is found to be justified, the killings must stop. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A delicate situation between the U.S. and Turkey has become tense following a historic declaration from President Biden. The president says the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians during the final years of the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. Turkey's foreign ministry has responded, saying it entirely rejects the decision by the U.S. to call it genocide. In a letter, Armenia's prime minister has told the president that Armenians around the world welcome the recognition. And the president's infrastructure plans may have suffered a setback on Friday. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who is a key vote, said he thinks the bill should focus on conventional projects like roads, bridges, and railways.
I think this is truly a bipartisan effort. We're working in a bipartisan way to put a good infrastructure bill. We can take care of the needs of our country, and we can do it in a responsible way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I'm so thankful that you come on listening to us tonight. We're going to go right back to Miss Monica Schaefer. We had to go to a quick break and we had to cut her off. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Yeah, I was just starting to tell you about this story in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. White Lives Matter. Some posters showed up where there was just an image, not a photo, but just an image of a stylized image of a head and shoulders of a white man, and the words White Lives Matter and Peaceful March May 8th. And that's it. So this has now hit the news big time because the police, I don't know if it's the RCMP or just the city police there, they're investigating. Like, this is a crime, some kind of a crime. And then the township has gotten into this scene too. They've put out a statement saying, quote, through a variety of dedicated and ongoing actions, we will eradicate white supremacy and will work to show we truly value every individual who calls Wilmot Township home so that all its residents thrive We do not tolerate or accept any racist comments or actions of any kind. That's the end of that quote in their public release. And they are now doing an investigation to find out who might have posted these posters, because these posters, they're obviously really, really coming from evil people who say white lives matter. What do you say to that?
And meanwhile, like we talked about in the first hour, meanwhile, we have Maxine Waters, I'm repeating myself from the first hour, a sitting United States Congress critter. I mean, Mad Maxine. I mean, just the woman is just, she really is psychotic. She got on, in case people didn't hear for the first hour, she got on a government's paid for jet and flew from California to Minneapolis, St. Paul. And get this, Monica and people, she's in the streets. She's calling for a full-fledged riot. She's telling people, she's saying this. She said it verbatim. If we don't get the court verdict that we want, if we don't get, she said, we don't want manslaughter. We don't want second-degree murder. We want first-degree murder. And if they said, well, what are you going to do if you don't get it? She said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get in the streets, and we're going to stay in the streets, and we're going to do what it takes. And people, in case you don't know what it takes means, just look at what happened in Portland, in Seattle, in Minneapolis, and in Ferguson, Missouri, and everywhere else. I can't understand why you have so many white people of Black Lives Matter in the street, and these black savages burning. I mean, they burned the whole damn cities down, and yet they can get by with that, and they let the Maxine Waters by with it. It's incomprehensible to me that can happen.
Actually,
go ahead, Miss Monica.
Yeah, the BLM, Black Lives Matter, that actually really does stand for burn, loot, and murder. I mean, I don't know how else you can put it, and you've just described some of those scenes. I mean, whole cities have been turned into war zones through these so-called Black Lives Matter protests. Now, somebody puts up a poster, White Lives Matter, and they're immediately treating that, just the putting up of a poster saying White Lives Matter, like that is a crime. And then, of course, they twist it all around and say, oh, they're going to denounce white supremacy. You know, I mean, this is just so in your face, so obvious. And I think that for us, it's just so obvious. But why is it that so many people don't see that? I don't know. I mean, that's, if we could solve that, we'd have our problems solved. But, you know, this indoctrination, the programming of decades and decades that's been drip-fed into our very bloodstream, that has caused us to just not see clearly or think clearly anymore, and that's the case for an awful lot of people still. But anyway, I'll stop talking about that, because I did hear Jay tell that your other guest has arrived.
Oh, yes, Lee Cocker has been with me for years and years. Matter of fact, we try to meet at least once a week. We met today, and I got me one of my favorite sandwiches over at one of my favorite places. It's, for one thing, it's cheap. I can afford it. Anyway, I get coffee, and Lee usually gets a Coke. But Lee, he's been on this vaccine thing, and we said, and like Lee said, we agree it's not really a vaccine. It's an injection, and he wants to talk about that. I knew you wanted to talk about it, too. Miss Monica. So Lee, go ahead. Lee, introduce yourself to the audience tonight. In fact, I call him Elvis because he's really good at karaoke. Go ahead, Lee. How you doing, fella?
Oh, okay. Eddie and Monica, I was just listening. And, you know, the Chinese, they're saying they won't have to invade America because we'll all be sick with this injection. They'll take about 100 million of us out, and they just walk right over because we'll all be in the hospital. You know, that is what a Chinese general said 20 years ago when they were having a meeting. And, you know, it's just terrible. Now the vaccine, I mean, the injection is causing people who don't get the injection to become infected. You know, they're saying they're having, the women are saying they're having menstruation problems. and they're bleeding. And I was looking at Sherry Tenpenny's site today, and she has something, a program that's called Critical Thinking, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what could be causing all the ladies to have problems with their period. And they're saying one theory was that spike gene, or that artificial spike gene, could be having something to do with it. Or another lady was saying it was something about a folded DNA, but as you know, I'm not too biology fluent, at least not yet. But don't take the injection no matter what, and they're going to be blaming us if everybody doesn't get injected with this evil. They called it a bioweapon. That's what some of the doctors said on the show today.
You know, Lee, Sherry Tenpenny Lee's referencing, she is board certified in like three different specialties. She's an osteopathic physician. She's a recognized expert on vaccines, as we call normal vaccines. She has her own clinic. She lectures at Case Western University Medical School all over the country. But, Lee, Monica was talking. I was talking to her about that just, I think, today. And she said, or maybe it was yesterday. And she has some information that kind of gels and hooks together with what you're talking about. Miss Monica, chime in on that, what Lee just said about these people getting vaccinated affecting healthy, unvaccinated people.
Yeah, hi, Lee. Nice to meet you on the air. Yeah. I've heard exactly those same things, and I've watched some videos actually of a woman, one who works as a doula, and so she's very involved with women's fertility, and she was saying that, like you mentioned, that the menstrual cycles have been really messed with, just having extreme menstrual cycles, and postmenopausal women actually getting their menstrual cycle back, which is not a good indication. And so there's a few different terms I've heard. One is, like you mentioned, spike proteins, I think they call them. And this other thing, they've mentioned the cytokine storm, cytokine, cytokine storm. So I don't know, people are shedding something. I don't know if they're breathing it out. I really don't know. And probably very few people are really up on this yet. It's just this new giant experiment. It is biowarfare. There's no question about that. You know, I just was reading something about the 19 points or principles of, you know, Karl Marx's sort of a template for bringing about his program, you know, communist program, and number 19 was to weaken the people with vaccinations. And you know, that's a long time ago that he wrote that, and this has been a long-standing program. So you know, I didn't used to understand that vaccines were all bad, but I think they are now. You know, all the ones that we used to think, oh yeah, that's okay, you got to protect yourself against this and that and the other thing. But what about our God-given immune system? And if people don't believe in God, natural immune system, it you know, either way, we do have an immune system, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And it's a wonderful
Monica,
immune system.
We gotta go
system.
To a break. I hear the music kicking in. I hate to cut you off. Get a quick break. People are going to, I can't believe this hour is almost up. We're going to our last segment. Be right back in just a minute.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Yes, sir. Dear people out there, we're in our last segment of the last hour of Blood River Radio tonight. You know, if you will, God willing. Next week, it'll be, let me see, it'll be May Day. It'll be the 1st of May. You know what? That's a holy day for occultists. May Day is a huge, humongous thing. It was in this old Soviet Union. It probably isn't right now, but it has all types of occult connotations. I know that for sure. I think even witches and warlocks and people like that, they're real big into May Day. But getting back to Miss Monica and Lee Cochran and Monica Schaefer, well, we've got them in this last segment right here. We've been talking about the Red Army sending in Chinese troops into this island off the coast of British Columbia, off the coast of Western Canada. And God, that's not good. I mean, what possible good could come out of thousands of Red Chinese troops? Chinese special forces coming in there. I mean, you know, it's obvious what they're going to be used for. We've also been talking about vaccines, and I'm going to throw this out there to Lee, and then Monica can respond to Lee. I'm going to throw these terms out there: vaccine passports, digital implants to read whether or not you've been vaccinated, no fly. Permits. No vaccine, no fly, no vaccine, no work, et cetera, et cetera. What about that, Lee? What do you know about the vaccine passports and the digital implants where people can just come and wand you with a machine? You won't need a paper saying, this proves I've got the vaccine. No, that's not going to be good enough. They're going to put this little red light on your forehead or your wrist, and it'll tell if you've been vaccinated. Am I right or wrong? Is that just, I think I've heard that. Have you heard anything about that, Lee?
No, yeah, I've heard about it. We don't need that whatsoever because they'll be able to track and trace us, Eddie and Monica. We really don't need to have that, you know, whatsoever. Monica, what do you know about it?
Well, I just have to just say one thing. We absolutely should refuse to do any of that. I will go down before I get any, you know, first of all, an injection or any kind of, you know, an implant or whatever, I will die before I do that. Now, here's the thing. To people who are going to get that vaccine or that, it's not a vaccine, the injection, experimental injection, just because they want to travel, they want to see their aging parents who live in a different country or a different province or a different state, well, let me tell you this. Even if you get that injection, the restrictions are getting tighter and tighter, whether you have it or not. So don't live under the illusion that this is going to buy you some kind of freedom, because it ain't. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, and they're going to require maybe 2 or 3 injections a year, and we don't know what's in that injection for real, because the companies do not have to tell you. It's private knowledge for the company, and they could put all kind of nanotechnology in it and everything. It's really evil. It's really hideous. But we just need to push back, and we got to. If your business says you have to take it, we're going to have to sue the businesses to say if you come down with something, they will have to pay you. They will have to pay for your damages. Like Coca-Cola, if you work for Coca-Cola, they would have to pay for your damages. Let's turn it around on them instead of the opposite.
That's right.
And they got all this. Yeah, they got it, you know. And like the hospital will have to pay for your damages. They're not the government. I don't think they're exempt.
Well, that's the thing. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt. But companies, they have...
Go ahead.
The companies themselves, the so-called vaccine makers, the experimental injection makers, they have immunity against liability. They cannot be sued. And as far as your life insurance policy, I challenge anybody who has a life insurance policy to ask them if you will be covered in the case of death or injury due to injection injury. And people have done that, and they've gotten the answer back that no, because it's an experimental injection. It hasn't been approved. The only reason they can roll it out is because we are in a quote-unquote state of emergency. And of course, they will not lift the lockdowns because then we're not in a state of emergency anymore, and they can't actually do these injections. So it's this vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's a trick. And I would gladly take that hydroxychloroquine or that other one. Instead, it's better than, for me, it's better than the injection. It hasn't killed 3,000 Americans. You know, Invectum or whatever, Invectum.
Monica. Ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you late. Miss Monica brought up an excellent point I hadn't thought of or heard of, that, you know, the insurance companies wield a tremendous amount of influence in this country. We have to have liability insurance in the state of Tennessee. Here I go off on another anecdotal story. I haven't even had a speeding ticket since 1971, 72. Yet I have to have I pay an exorbitant amount of money to get liability insurance so I can legally drive my truck. Hadn't had a wreck. Never mind the illegals in Mexico. They don't even have driver's license, let alone liability insurance. But they can force you to get this. They force you. It's coercion. They get in with the state government, and they pass all these laws. You have to have all this insurance. I mean, it's obscene how much they charge. But anyway, the very fact that Miss Monica noted, alerted us to the fact that they will not cover your injury. If you have to get into a hospital, you're sick. After you get in one of these injections, and people are getting sick in droves, the very fact they won't cover you because they say it's experimental vaccine, and it's experimental procedure. And I tell you what, if the insurance companies, whatever they say is law, that's the point I'm making. If they say that's law, that should be give us legal remedy in any court of law. If we had courts of law that were really courts of law, but that's all a crock. Another point I'll make, I'm gonna shut up, I'll go back to Lee. They're saying even if you get the shots, me and Lee talked about this, I think me and Miss Monica talked about it. They said that the shot will not stop you from getting the virus. They also said the shot will not prevent you from getting your virus, and also you will still have to wear the mask. You still have to social distance, all this crap right here. And also, listen, I heard this just today, Miss Monica and Lee. I heard just today that, I think yesterday, the United States Senate voted 99-1 that with one dissenting vote in the United States Senate, that senator from Missouri, bless his heart, he's the only one that voted against this new law. They're passing, the Senate's passed the law, it's got to go to the Congress, that it will make it illegal, a crime, to talk bad, to say something bad about Asians. You won't be able to say, like, the China virus, the Hong Kong flu. You will not be able to disparage Asians in any way. I mean that's bad, folks. I mean, so back to you, Miss Monica, about that. What do you think about that, Miss Monica?
Oh, I suppose that's why they brought out all those stories recently about anti-Asian, all kinds of acts like
hey.
Violence or whatever, you know. But I think a lot of that was staged. And then if you looked deeper into it, it wasn't even white people doing this; it was blacks. But you know that there was such a hype not too long ago about all this anti-Asian violence. Of course, right away my red flags went up, and I thought, oh. This is part of an agenda. And so what you're saying there, that's exactly what that's about. But, you know, I just wanted to say that we are many and they are few. The only way they can implement all these crazy mandates, rules, or, you know, get people to wear masks and get people to get that shot is through intimidation and illusion that we have to do these things. If you walk into stores without a mask, you can do it. I mean, there might be some places where they're really going to be sticky about it, but I've been doing this, and even in places where, you know, they used to be more sticky about it, now they're not. Like, you just have to refuse to pay. If they're going to ticket you for something, take the ticket and fight it. The courts are going to dismiss these things. They have been dismissing these things. Just don't comply. That's all we have to do. And they've been watching how compliant the general population is, and I'm sure they're just rubbing their hands in glee, thinking, "Wow, isn't that easy?" And over back to I'll hand over the mic here.
Well, you know, go ahead, Lee.
Well, I was just saying, yeah. Well, you know, just go ahead, Eddie. My thoughts drop, but it's just going to be terrible. Well, this is a bait and switch.
My thoughts dropped all the time, too, so don't feel bad, buddy. But you know what? Monica is 100% right. Stop complying, by God. You know what? I remember, I'll make this quick. Right after Trump got elected president, all over Midtown, where you got these yuppies, these airheads, these self-hating whites, they had posters up everywhere in their trucks, telephone posts, resist. Well, that's what we have to do, Miss Monica and Lee. We have to emulate these self-hating conservatives. We have to resist this. You're right. We have to stand up and spit them in the eye. I was telling Lee just today, I went inside a running store, and they were wanting to get your mask on. I got in the middle of that running store, and I took a knee. I said, I will never do this. I will never take a knee to bail. I will never take a knee and worship your titanic, your tyrannical government. Anyway, Miss Monica, we're just about to run out of time. Once you take us out, get through, we'll pass it back to Lee. But go ahead. Give us the
go ahead,
Monica. Miss Monica.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I just really want to leave people with that note that you do not have to comply. Do not live in fear. And like I said at the very beginning of this hour, there is this vibration. We all have there's a frequency to everything. There's a frequency to our different emotions. And the lowest frequency, I believe, is with this shame and fear. And high frequency comes from courage and joy and love. And this makes us strong. Literally, it keeps us healthy. And it gives us strength. So it's this self perpetuating thing that if you go forth with courage and confidence and conviction in your that we are right and we don't have to obey their rules, then we will go far with that and we will win.
That's right. And I'll
Amen.
Second that motion. I'll say we need to get in the streets and raise hell the way the leftist communists do. We need to go and protest. We need to get in front of City Hall and call them down for what they are, a bunch of communist tyrants, and tell them to go straight to hell. We're not going to obey their totalitarian dictatorial procedures that are going to lead us to death. Well, thank you, Miss Monica. Thank you, Lee, for coming in tonight. And thank you, Dr. Hill. In case, thank you, Jay, so much for carrying that show tonight. People, you will, same time, same place, Mayday. Next week, we'll be here. God willing. Good night, everybody.